USA Triathlon brings you Endurance Planet. How far can you go?
Crossing the line has the power to change your life.
Some of the most inspiring stories in the world of multisport come from people you probably never heard of, and we can learn a lot from them. That's part of why we do the Beginner Triathlete of the Month podcast, selecting one person from the BeginnerTriathlete.com community. This month, it's a person who went into the 2007 tri-season with the main goal of helping others by raising money for charity, and ended up succeeding in racing at a level she wouldn't have imagined, qualifying for the World Championships long course in France.
This has just been, a great season for me. I mean, a lot of things have happened, and I think the biggest thing for people to realize is that you can be an age grouper and, you know, things can happen. Even being an age grouper, you don't have to be a pro to have great opportunities arise for you.
That's Stacy Divis, better known in the BeginnerTriathlete.com community as TriGirl 069. Today, we hear her story. Stacy Divis is a pro. Not a pro triathlete, but a pro when it comes to helping others.
For a living, I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer. So I work in an outpatient physical therapy setting in Connecticut. And I work with sports injuries, orthopedics, you name it. I work with it. I work with people with breast cancer, lymphedema. I do women's health. So a wide range. And my passion, a triathlon. What else? There isn't much else.
She got into endurance sports with just a pair of running shoes.
I started racing by doing marathons. A friend of mine had asked me if I wanted to do a marathon and raise money for Joints in Motion, which is part of the Arthritis Foundation. And I said, sure, why not? You know, I got patients coming in all the time with arthritis, so. And I started that, and I did my first marathon. I signed up for another one even before I had done my first one. Then I did two more the following year, and a friend of mine had said that he had done a half Ironman, and I was like, I've done, you know, short-distance triathlons. I did sprints. I was like, sounds interesting. I'm getting kind of bored of all the running, and wanted to switch it up a little bit, and I did my first half Ironman, and I got hooked. And I don't know what it is about it, but I just love it. I love the variety. I get bored with running a lot.
Some of you aren't going to like Stacy. That's because, unlike many relatively new triathletes, the swimming came easy to her.
You know, I just, for some reason, seem to take like a fish to the water. So that's not my weakness, which I know for a lot of people it is. This year it's kind of hard to say what my weakness is. This year I've really improved in both my running and my bike, and they're pretty equal. I think it just depends on the day, on which one is my weak point. I find I enjoy the biking more than the running, but I find it's easier to push myself more on the running than the bike, and so, you know, they each have their strengths and weaknesses for me.
Despite her steady improvements in all three disciplines, Stacy's focus for 2007 wasn't qualifying for the World Championships in France.
This season started off for me as I'm racing for Tri for Cure. It's my fiance and I established a website to raise money for cancer research for the American Cancer Society, and that was my whole goal for this year. Was to raise $2,500 for cancer research, and we got sponsors, and that's where this whole race season started from, and it's just turned into much more than that, and still my main goal is to raise that money for cancer research, but it's turned into a lot bigger season than I had planned on.
Stacy says it all came together at the Moose Man Triathlon.
At Moose Man, I PR'd overall out of all my halves by about 10 minutes. And that's a pretty hilly course, so it's not my best. Before that was actually a flat course for men in Rhode Island, and but I also knocked 20 minutes off my time from last year on Moose Man. But it qualified me to race with Team USA in France for the World Championships. I leave actually in 2 weeks. So,
wow, you've got to be thrilled with that, aren't you?
Yeah, it's kind of surreal for me right now. It just is all starting to fall into place. But you know, if I had looked at this season, I would have never seen any of this coming.
And what does she owe it to? There weren't any epiphanies or quick fixes; just a lot of perseverance.
Well, I think part of it is just having some races and training under my belt. I think my overall endurance is just significantly improved in the three. This is my third season doing long distance triathlons. I think that's the first piece, but I also think the second piece is, I don't know how. I mean, I'm not doing any more tempo runs, or I haven't really changed how I do my workouts, but I've just started pushing myself a little bit more, and the hills are easier, the speed is faster. So the main part on that is just being, getting more race time under my belt.
Everyone has dark moments in racing and training, times when you bonk, hit a wall, or however you want to describe it. And everyone has different strategies of dealing with it. What, Stacy's?
I have to say that usually I just start setting little goals for myself, like mini goals in my race. And say, okay, from here, the next aid station, or, I start focusing on, my body mechanics, how I'm moving, just try to make small goals for myself so that I'm not thinking about, oh my God, I've got 6 miles left, and thinking, I've got here to the next aid station, and then before you know it, I feel like, there's the finish line, and I'm getting myself, I'm done.
And as you can probably hear in her voice, Stacy just loves the sport and the camaraderie. A lot of that camaraderie comes through logging her workouts on BeginnerTriathlete.com and exchanging messages on the site.
I love BT. I love BT. It's been great. The people, the training, the plans that they have available, and the people on BT in and of itself are great. We really established a good network of friends that, we train with, not on a regular basis, but, doing some big rides and even meeting up just at races. When you go to a race, there's going to be someone there usually that you know.
If you want to follow Stacy's progress or encourage her as she nears her trip to France, you'll find her on BT under TriGirl069. Stacy Divis, our Beginner Triathlete of the Month. That'll do it for this Endurance Planet. I'm Kevin Patrick.